Red Wheel Audio presents Blackthorn's Botanical Wellness, A Green Witch's Guide to Self-Care by Amy Blackthorn. Narrated by Cindy Kay. Dedication. To the doctors who listen, to the friends who believe, to the family that nurtures. Thank you. Introduction. Self-sovereignty and magical wellness. Blackthorn's Botanical Wellness seeks to share tools for managing health, chronic illness, and self-care, embracing the emotional well-being of aromatherapy, tips on talking to family about boundaries and delegating help around the home, and connecting to botanical allies that can work with us in a variety of ways. This is a book about hope. This book tells us that there are specific things we can embrace for our own wellness. Why should you trust what you find here? I know firsthand how stress and burnout can affect our physical health, our mental health, and our overall well-being. I also know the challenges of navigating our society with a chronic condition and the fatigue this can cause. As a witch of over 25 years, I can further speak to caretaking in the pagan community while being chronically ill. I know witchcraft and how it can be put to practical use for our wellness needs. And I have the benefit of getting to take all of you lovely souls on this journey with me. Being a practicing witch means being the ruler of your own realm. It's challenging to answer to no other authority but your own. But I won't lie, it can also be pretty great. I get to choose what I wear or don't, or if I want cereal for dessert or popcorn for breakfast. What is difficult are the decisions that have to be made on a daily basis. Decision fatigue aside, each new experience can bring a wonder of opportunity as well as new chances for stress. It's as though we are walking through our days with a beautifully ornate coin, and at each turn, we flip that coin to see if this will be an enriching experience or a draining one. With each new drain, we need to figure out how to draw in more enriching experiences for equilibrium. In choosing to experience the magic that life has to offer, we open ourselves to so many more enriching incidents that we never would have noticed otherwise. It's just one of the reasons that magic is always lingering on the edges of popular culture and undergoes a renaissance every few decades. In my teen years, everyone had their own member of the
sample complete. Ready to continue?